but you're still at me here. I want to speak to Stephen Beacom because I didn't have a chance to speak to Steve yesterday. Sports writer Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Stephen. We'll repeat basically what we were saying. It's just top heavy with British Olympians, and as a result, some really obvious names aren't in there. I can't help thinking if Nicola Adams is good enough to be in there, well then Carl Frampton should be in there twice.
Ah, without question, Frank. Listen, it's amazing, you know, they've a 16 strong shortlist. At one stage, whenever they were announcing all those names, I thought I was going to be on it. There were so many people. It was ridiculous, really. Like, they should have really put it down to 10 and stuck with that. But once you have that 16, Carl Frampton has got to be on it. He's had a phenomenal year. He is still unbeaten. He's now a two-weight world champion. He went over to America and defeated Leo Santa Cruz, who was considered one of the best fighters on the planet. And Frampton has just done everything that has been asked of him. And for me, his story has been the best boxing story of the year. I have a great appreciation of Nicola Adams. I have great appreciation of people like Kate Richardson-Walsh, who is the Great Britain hockey captain. Also people like Sophie Christensen. But Carl Frampton deserves to be on that list more than them, in my opinion.
Everyone, of course, is a winner that's on there. They're top athletes. They are at the best in their game. They're best at their sport. They are incredible ambassadors for their country. No one's knocking anyone who's on the list. But those who are in charge of it need to maybe have a bit more understanding of what it takes to be a world champion, and you can't really leave a two-time world champion out of a Sports Personality of the Year award when not only does he have the crowns, but he also has the personality.
I agree, Frank, and you do wonder what was said actually at the judging meeting. Years ago, you know, I was part of the whole judging process for the Sports Personality. Whenever they picked out the top 10 that the public would vote on, they would ask all the sports editors of various publications around the UK. But then they changed it, and they brought in expert people from sport. They still continue to have newspaper journalists, and they have various other people in there. But I do believe that they've got it wrong on this occasion, no question about it. I would also add that I think Bethany Firth should have been on that list as well, because she was Britain's best Paralympic athlete in Rio this year. She won 3 golds and 1 silver. No one done better than Bethany. And Jonathan Ray, who of course won the World Superbike Championship for the second year running, he deserved to at least get a mention. I'm not suggesting that he should have been on the top 16, but he certainly rated a mention in a conversation. But Frampton and Firth definitely for me. And I think the whole judging process maybe needs looked at for next year.
Yeah, they've sort of embarrassed themselves to some extent by extending it and then not knowing where to end. And they probably needed more discipline. Maybe they just should have said, OK, there's only one person on it. It's Andy Murray, because he's going to win it anyway.
Yeah, well, Andy, to me, is a standout candidate. And, of course, it was held in Belfast last year, and Andy was delighted to be in Belfast. I was chatting to him after the event. And this year he may not actually be at the Sports Personality because he's training ahead of the new season. So that'll be a disappointment, because he looks a shoo-in to win it. And for me, out of all the contenders, he should win it. He is the Wimbledon champion. He's the Olympic champion. He is now the number one tennis player on the planet at a time whenever tennis has never been stronger. And this is a young man from Dunblane, and I think he is a great inspiration to everyone, just as Carl is an inspiration, like Bethany, like Jonathan Ray, like our footballers, like Rory Best. You know, these people are fantastic for sport. I think whenever the Sports Personality is shown next month, though, Frank, people from Northern Ireland will be looking at it and still thinking Frampton should have been on that list, no question about it.
And Leicester City will win Team of the Year.
Well, you would like to think so, although that one's going to be close, because do they give it to the Great Britain Olympic team? Do they give it to the Great Britain Paralympic team, who've had amazing years? Will they consider Wales? For me, it has to be Leicester City.
I think it's embarrassing. If they give it to the Olympians as a general team, it would be embarrassing, because what Leicester City achieved was impossible. Going into the Premier League that year, it was impossible. They were favourites for relegation. They won the Premier League. You're going to tell me that a bunch of Olympians are going to outdo Leicester City? I would have no faith in the process if Olympic sport beat Leicester City on that.
Frank, I think we've got to get you on this judging panel because you're hitting every nail on the head here. Yes, Leicester City should walk that Team of the Year award because it was the most phenomenal performance in sport from a team this year. And if they don't get it, there will be a stewards' inquiry of immense proportions. And if you think all the stuff that's going on now in Northern Ireland would be as big, and wait till you see if Leicester don't win that around England, Scotland and Wales. But I think, I know Carl Frampton said yesterday that he thought maybe there was an anti-Northern Ireland bias in all of this. I'm not sure I would go along with that because Northern Ireland, of course, held the sports personality last year, and Michael O'Neill and Tony McCoy were both winners last year. But I do totally feel that they've got it wrong where Frampton's concerned, you know, and I know he's been disappointed by that. And one of the things why we love Carl so much is he does wear his heart on his sleeve. He speaks openly and honestly. And wasn't it great to hear him speak with such passion about it? And also Brian McGuigan, he is now maybe not even turning up to the Sports Personality Year of the Awards. So it has hurt the camp. But come January, of course, they'll just be focusing on the big fight in Vegas and beating Leo Santa Cruz again. And if Carl continues to dominate the way he has done, I'm certain that come 2017, rather, when you are on that judging panel, Frank.
Thank you.
We'll get Carl in there.
I think McGuigan said if he doesn't make it this year, he'll never make it. When you win what he's won, and I was gobsmacked that he wasn't on it, especially when you see some of the people. Like, fair play to Nick Skelton, he's still winning on his horse, and he must be nearly 70. But you know, if he's on it, dear oh, don't start me. However, Stephen, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Sports broadcaster, sports writer, Stephen Beacon. Darren's on this line. Morning, Darren.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, Darren.
I was just wondering, I thought that Jonathan Rea, double world superbike champion, should be as much of a guy that should be on the personality stage as Frampton. It's maybe just Jonathan's not as vocal as what Carl is, you know, but I think what he has achieved is absolutely fantastic.
There's no doubt about that at all. And Carl Frampton, of course, yesterday said that he felt Jonathan Rea should have been on the shortlist. He made reference to Bethany Firth as well. Time and again, we're reminded of the brilliance of Jonathan Rea. It's to me, and I've said this before, you know, it's not a sport that I'm going to race to the television to watch and think, God, I must watch those bikes go around that circuit again. But he is a, you know, he's dominating. He's dominating. He is British, and he without doubt should be in there. And I feel if he was a Londoner doing that on a motorbike, he would be in there.
Yes, if it was Tom Sykes or any other guys, English guys, that did what he did, he would be the personality of the year. Definitely would. It's just unfortunate that he's just not maybe as vocal as the rest of the guys, and he just doesn't. But he's a great ambassador to the sport, you know, a great fella.
I know the BBC did bring the whole circus to Belfast last year, and they're to be commended for that. They have to go around the regions and be seen to be broadcasting to all of the licensed pairs. But when it comes to discussing real talent, do you think they take their eye off the ball and forget that Northern Ireland exists?
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. When you look at that, especially in the motorcycle end of it, when you look at all the guys right through the years, you know, the Joey Dunlops, the Brian Reeds and people like that, you know, if they were Englishmen, maybe it would be a different story.
It is true. Darren, I'm looking at texts here that are coming up as we speak, and indeed people are saying things similar to yourself, especially about Jonathan Rae being deserving of the recognition. You're also making reference to Barry McGuigan presenting the award to Andy Murray last year, and there's a possibility that neither of them might be there this year. Barry because he isn't happy, and Andy because he's almost too successful. But my goodness me, Andy Murray is, you know, he's bound to win it again, isn't he?